Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The flight to freedom concludes in the death of Frank the Ranger. On this day, January 27th in the year 1816, a notice was posted in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette offering a cash reward for the apprehension of various enslaved individuals. Reynold Allen Alcock, the owner of Mount Wilton Plantation in St. Thomas, who posted the reward, stated that he would pay £25, quote, for the taking of a man named Primus, driver of Mount Wilton Plantation, who was sent about 3 months past with a ticket of absence for 10 days to search for a runaway called Prince, end quote. The notice further stated, quote, Primus not returning home since, though invited to do so through his connections, it became necessary to seek him, end quote. The notice with a detailed description of Primus also revealed that he had a wife at Mr. Seal's property in St. Joseph. As Prince was still on the run, a further £10 was also on offer for his return. None of these events are in themselves unusual, as trusted enslaved persons were routinely given passes by their masters to visit relatives on other plantations, run errands, or granted leave to attend to job assignments for which these enslaved persons were let out for hire. What was also not unusual was the fact that many enslaved persons would breach their commitment to return at the agreed time. This fact is known because of the numerous notices placed in the newspaper petitioning for the return of enslaved persons who had absconded, or those asking owners to collect enslaved persons who were captured and jailed. However, this was not only a case of two runaways. The plot thickens. Mr. Alcock had hired a ranger man called Frank, another trusted enslaved person of Pickering's Plantation, St. Lucie, along with two other men to venture to Mr. Seal's in St. Joseph in the hope of apprehending Primus and Prince. On Saturday, January 20th at about midnight, Frank and his party, having not found Primus and Prince, were returning to Mount Wilton. However, as they traveled along the public road within sight of Mount Wilton, they were violently set upon by five or six men who were hiding in the cornfield. According to the report, Frank, who seemed to be the sole object of the vengeance of the killers, was, quote, barbarously murdered, it being natural to suppose Prince and Primus had gotten notice of this search and had waylaid the men sent out after them, end quote. This supposed action by Prince, Primus, and their co-conspirators shows the elaborate communication systems employed by the enslaved and their natural desire to be free. These instincts would be on full display 3 months later in April 1816 when the enslaved in Barbados rose in rebellion. On this occasion, the enslaved of Mount Wilton helped to halt the advance of Bussell's forces. However, the news of Alcock's reward for their treachery would lead to Alcock's own murder over 5 years later on October 4th, 1821, by some of the enslaved recipients of his bequest. Rock Hall Village, St. Thomas, is an enduring reminder of freedom won.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.